And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's November the 1st, 2010. It was on this day in 1604, Othello was performed for the first time, was performed at the court of James the 1st. In the accounts of the revels at court, it says, a play in the banqueting house at Whitehall called The Moor of Venice, Shakespeared, S-H-A-X-B-E-R-D. Richard Burbage, who was a friend of Shakespeare, the leading man in the company, probably played the first Othello, just as he'd played Hamlet, King Lear, and Richard III. King James, who was there for the premiere, was a scholar himself, a patron of the arts. He was the King James who gave his name to the Bible. He and his wife particularly enjoyed theater. Many of Shakespeare's plays were performed before the royal court. Macbeth was written specifically for James. And it was on this day in 1611 that The Tempest was first performed at the court of James I. The story of Prospero, a powerful magician, the former Duke of Milan, exiled to a remote island with his daughter. Prospero, who conjures up a storm to shipwreck his brother, who stole his throne. It was Shakespeare's last major play. And after Shakespeare's day, the theater scene at the court of King James went downhill. And a few years later, in 1614, according to one courtier, the plays were, for the most part, poor stuff that sent the audience away with discontent. It's the birthday of the playwright A.R. Gurney, born in Buffalo, 1930. Both of his grandmothers had season tickets to the theater, and they took the boy every Sunday, and he loved it. His first major play, performed off-Broadway, 1968, The David Show, was panned by the New York Times, closed after one night, but he's gone on to write more than 40 plays, including Scenes from American Life, The Dining Room, and Love Letters. It's the birthday of novelist Susanna Clarke, born Nottingham, England, 1959. She was a cookbook editor for Simon & Schuster. She wanted to write a novel. For years, she got up and started writing at 5:30 in the morning, wrote for about 3 hours, then went off to work. The novel took her 10 years to write, and it turned out to be 800 pages long. It was turned down by a few publishers, but it was a bestseller when it came out, Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell. And it's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Stephen Crane, born in Newark, 1871. When he was just 24 years old, he wrote The Red Badge of Courage about the Civil War, though he'd never been in battle himself. Stephen Crane thought he ought to go off and see a war, so when he heard there was a civil war in Cuba, 1896, he hopped a ship, but it sank. He spent a day in a lifeboat and came back and wrote the short story The Open Boat about it. Here's a poem for today by Cindy Gregg, entitled Monday. On this first day of November, it is cold as a cave, the sky the color of neutral third parties. I'm cutting carrots for the chicken soup. Knife against carrot, again and again sends a plop of pennies into the pan. These scents, when held to the gray light, hold no noble president, only stills of some kaleidoscope, caught being pensive and beautiful in the eye of this beholder, who did not expect this moment of marvel while making an early supper for the hungry children. Monday, poem by Cindy Gregg from Suddenly Autumn, published by Wordplay Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. By Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. And by PBS, presenting the inside world of the Big Top in Circus. You can meet the people who make the magic. Circus starts Wednesday night at 9, 8 Central on PBS. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.